A group of men with knives and sticks attacked a Gezi Park forum in the late hours of July 11th in the neighborhood of the conservative Istanbul district, Fatih. The group was commemorating the death of the latest victim of the police crackdown on protesters. 19-year-old Ali Ismail Korkmaz died of his wounds in hospital on Wednesday. He was badly beaten by unidentified people in plain clothes during protests on June 2nd. It is widely believed the attackers were either plain-clothed policemen or protected by the police.
These guys are civilians, and unfortunately, they are protected by the police. In the beginning of the Taksim protests, we saw that 10 or 20 guys with sticks in their hand, or sometimes small knives, they were attacking the protesters or trying to make them afraid. And the police, unfortunately, is with them.
A threatening campaign against protesters is sweeping Turkey as cameras caught a man in Taksim on July 8th in plain clothes, chasing protesters with a machete and even kicking one woman in her back. On July 11th, another machete-wielding man got out of a taxi cab and chased protesters in Ankara. In the meantime, 12 protesters, including members of the Taksim Solidarity Platform, have been released from prison for lack of evidence after being accused of forming illegal groups to commit crime. However, the group says that they will continue their resistance.
We have been resisting the ruling Justice and Development Party's oppression for 45 days. They are attacking us with tear gas and rubber bullets and taking us into custody, but we still resist. The Taksim Solidarity Platform has been called a criminal organization in the summary of proceedings, but the real criminals are those who prepared that summary of proceedings.
The Taksim Solidarity Platform is a leading organization against the construction of a shopping mall project in Istanbul's Gezi Park, which triggered a wave of protests across Turkey. Not only has Turkish security turned a blind eye to the men carrying machetes intending to intimidate protesters, but according to local media, they may even be considered terror victims and paid compensation. This is seen here in Turkey as a clear double standard and has upset a large amount of the Turkish population, including the opposition. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.